This is WHYY. It is 5:44. Good evening, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg. The Black Star Film Festival is an annual celebration of the visual and storytelling traditions of the African diaspora and global communities of color. It showcases films by Black, Brown, and Indigenous people from around the world. WHYY is a proud media sponsor of the festival, which kicked off today. I sat down with Peter Cremens, who covers arts and culture for WHYY, about what we can expect. Peter, welcome.
Hi, Cherry. Good to be here.
This is the 10th anniversary for the Black Star Film Festival. They've come a long way.
They have. They started quite small. Mayormi Carmel Holmes, she was organizing in the evening. She had day jobs. She had several day jobs, and then she would spend her nights planning a festival. She told me that she never expected to last 10 years, but it's grown and grown. The festival has attracted a lot of attention. It has a really good reputation, and it's expanding. Actually, it's now called Black Star Projects, which includes the festival, which is its centerpiece, and they have a lot of other things. They have a magazine, they have a symposium, they have museum exhibitions.
What has made this year special?
Well, it's all digital. They did this last year. It's an all-digital festival. They are cherry-picking a few of the films to show them in person. So every evening during the festival, Wednesday through Sunday, they'll be showing one film for free on the Parkway in Eakins Oval. And then on Sunday, they're hosting a mini-festival. I think four or maybe five programs that will be screened in person at the Mann Center, which is a ticketed event. They're saying it's a mini festival of in-person screenings, but everything, all films, will be available digitally.
So what do you think makes Black Star Film Festival special?
It has a really strong reputation as an artist-friendly festival. Filmmakers come there and they know they're going to be treated well, first of all. There are even like yoga sessions and like wellness programs, and they're actively encouraged to get together, to talk shop, to trade tips, and to collaborate. And I spoke with Nihal Khader. She's the festival programmer this year, and she said it's a place where future films get made.
People meet their collaborators at Black Star, cinematographers, meet producers, meet directors, meet writers, meet funders. And so people oftentimes will bring a short film to the festival and then they'll find the funding to make a feature out of it.
And so one of the things that Black Star is known for is the fact that it highlights the work of Black, Brown, Indigenous people from all across the world. Are there themes that they tend to focus on?
They don't break the festival down into themes per se. They usually show the best work that they can get, although themes tend to shake down every year. There's always a strong topics of social justice, of migration, in documentaries and in their feature films. I mean, they're not always advocacy films, although some are.
And you would think because of the pandemic there would be less films, but I understand there are more.
That's what surprised me. It also surprised the festival programmers. They were expecting a slump, because they figured everyone's, you know, the pandemic shut down, nothing's happening, no one can work. But in fact, they got double the number of submissions that they got the previous year. They were over 1,000 submissions. Several theories why, no one really knows why, but one is because if you're shut down, you can finally finish editing and mixing your film because you're not distracted by anything else. The other suggestion was that because of the year of social turmoil, Black Lives Matter protests, global unrest and demonstration, it spurred people on because they figured making films that center Black, Brown, and Indigenous voices and people, this is a way to advocate for these communities. And so let's get that film out now to capture this moment.
So let's talk about the little film list. There has to be one or two or three that kind of grabbed your attention. I know there's tons. How many films are there? And then give me a couple of highlights.
Actually, there's at least a couple hundred, but there are some standouts. I mean, there's a Rick James documentary. It's called Bitchin', Sound and Fury of Rick James. It's a film produced by Showtime. It's actually going to be broadcast on Showtime later. It's about Rick James, the funk genius. And I haven't seen it. I've seen the trailers. The good and bad. Rick James was not an angel by any stretch. He gets into his darkness and his abusive behaviors, but also his funk genius, what he did for pop, what he did for funk, what he did for Black people in America as a fantastically outspoken person. And that's one of the films that's going to be shown for free on the Parkway as one of the evenings. There's what I thought might be a really cool documentary. It's set in Oaxaca, Mexico, an area of Mexico with experiencing generational poverty. It's a really depressed area. Kids coming out of that area will just assume that they're going to be just as impoverished and just as destitute as their parents and their grandparents. And so someone created a basketball to kind of train their minds to think differently. It's called Strength, and it's having its world premiere at the festival. Another film I'm looking forward to is called Beans. It's a narrative film, but it's based on a true event that happened in 1990 in Quebec. The indigenous Mohawk people of that area got into an armed conflict with the Quebec officials. It's called the Oka Crisis. It happened in the summer of 1990. It was a violent crisis. There was gunfire exchange. People died. And this story tells about a Mohawk girl who sort of comes of age during this 78-day crisis in the summer of 1990. She has to sort of become the Mohawk warrior that she believes she needs to be.
Wow.
And that's another film that's going to be screened for free on the Parkway, by the way.
Amazing. So lots of stuff happening with Black Star Film Festival. Peter Crimmins, thank you for your reporting.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.